Thank you, Mel. Thank you very much. What do you do with all of the chametz dikir pots and pans? Do you have to sell them to the goy? So the poskim say that if you sell the pots and pans to the goyim, when you buy them back after Pesach, you have to do tefillas kelim all over again. It's not a smart idea to sell it to the goy. Because some people are concerned for bal yirah, bal yimotzeh, on the bliya in the kelim. So they won't sell the pots and pans, but they'll sell the chametz dikir bliya and the pots and pans to the goy. So the Chazon Ish writes that it is a mistake. That it's beferish in the Gemara and Psochim that there's no din of bal yirah by matzah and bliya. There's only bal yirah and bliya and a kli. There's only bal yirah and food. Bliya and a kli is not, because the Gemara has a discussion. What do you do with chametz dikir pots and pans that you can't kasha? Kli cheres. That you can't kasha. The Gemara said that HaTorah Heid Al Kli Cheres, then HaGolah doesn't help. If you do Liban, it does help. But sometimes you have a Kli Cheres that you can't do HaGolah, and if you do Liban, you'll break the Kli. So it's not possible to kasha. So what do you do with such kelim? So the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, whether Chomet Sha'over Olav HaPesach is a Din De'Araisa or a penalty Medirabonon. So we paskin like Reb Shimon, that Chomet Sha'over Olav HaPesach is Mutam and HaTorah, it's only a penalty Medirabonon. If it's chemtzel shal Yisrael shal over all about Pesach, if you didn't violate by your by matzei, then there's no din of chametz shal over all about Pesach. Chemtzel shal nachri is mutter. So Gemara says the pots and the pans, chametz dikir pots and the pans, you don't violate by your by matzei. So according to Reb Shimon, there's no problem. According to Reb Yudah, you have a problem. The Gemara says there were amoraim who paskan like Reb Yudah, who held that chametz shal over all about Pesach is an issa deraisa. So the whole institution of Mechiras Chametz, selling the Chametz to the Goyim, buying it back, is not going to help. All the Chametz in the world and all the bodegas, all the Chametz becomes Aser on Pesach and remains Aser the Yoylan Void. It's not going to help. You can sell it to a Goy, but then you can't buy it back after Pesach. Any Chametz that's in existence, currently of Yudah, any Chametz that's in existence on Pesach is Aser Bahano. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Yudah, the Bli of Chametz, in the chametz dikir kelim, you're not in violation of bal yirah by matzei, but still the bli of chametz becomes treif. When Pesach comes, then after Pesach you have to kasha, and if you can't kasha, you have to throw out your pots and your pans. If it's a kli cheres and hagolah doesn't help, you got to do libun. If libun will ruin the kli, so you may as well throw out the kli. So the Gemara says that in the city of Rav, I think the Gemara tells the story. Rav held like the Tana Reb Yudah that Chomet Shavala Pesach is their Isa. So all of the Balabatim would throw out all the pots and pans, and the merchants who sold pots and pans, Kli Cheres, would charge an arm and a leg. They would charge a fortune of money because they knew that the Balabatim had to buy new pots and pans. So Shmuel was visiting the village one day, and he warned the merchants who were selling the new pots and pans, you better charge a decent price, because if you're going to overcharge like you plan to, I'm going to let it be known that I don't agree with your local Orthodox rabbi. The Balabatim are supposed to follow their rabbi. They're not supposed to listen to what I say. But I'm for sure some of the Balabatim will listen to me, and you lose customers. You lose business, because they're going to hear that I hold that there's no Hamachal HaPesach is only a penalty midrabbana if you violated Bal Yirah by Matzah. There is no Bal Yirah Bli Eskel. So they don't have to buy new pots and pans. But if the din would have been like Reb Yudah, then the Gemara says, the Issa Chomet Shavah Lavah Pesach would be Chal on the Bli Eskelim. Is there a Mokar and Chumash to say such a thing? That an Issa can be Chal on Bli Eskelim? If you cook milk and meat together, it becomes Basa B'Cholav. If you have flesh of a carbon and you leave it too long, it becomes Noisar. Do you have a Mokar and Chumash that a kosher Bliya in a pot can become treif when it's in the state of a blia? So the Gemara says, yes, the mocker is from the institution of Mirko Shtifa. It says in the Chumash, you cook a korban chatos in a pot, and right today, everything is kosher. Then the Kohanim eat it, chatos necho yom v'laylo chatos, the Kohanim eat everything up. Then they wash out the pots and pans, and it's spick and span, everything is clean. And then when it comes alos ha-shachar, the kli becomes treif. How can the kli become treif? Because it has a bli of chatas from yesterday. So the isa noiser is chal on the bli and the kli. Even at the time that I cooked the noiser in the pot, everything was kosher. But if I leave the pot till the morning, then the bli and the pot will become treif. So the same over here. If the din would have been like Reb Yudah, the mazel is that it's not like Reb Yudah. Din is like Reb Shimon. The chomesh avol haPesach is not an issa deraisa. It's only a penalty for the rabbanon. Only applies if the owner is Jewish and he violated by matzah. So there's no bal yirah and bli askel. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. Beferish from the Gemara. But if the din would have been like Reb Yudah, All the chomzikah pots and pans would become treif, and then you would have to kasha all the pots and pans after Pesach, and those that are non-kosherable, you would have to throw out and replace them. You have a whole asik. When you sell a chomitz to the nochri, so you don't violate by rub by matzeh, but there's a chashash, gzeira de rabbanon, that you may by mistake eat the chomitz. So the Gemara says you have to be oisa lemechitza gvoi asorat fachim. So that's why even when we sell our chametz, you can't leave cartons full of chametz all over the house. You have to put a mechitza gevay, asar tefachim, in front of it. Mechitza gevay, asar tefachim, let's say you leave it in the cupboard in the kitchen, in the cabinet. You have tall doors, gevay, asar tefachim, but you keep on opening and closing the walls. You keep on opening and closing the cabinet. So that's not a mechitza gevay, asar tefachim, if you keep on opening and closing it. So the pashtus says that you have to have a mechitza, asar tefachim, it's going to stay closed the whole time. If once in a while you forgot that you left the stamps in that same cabinet, you want to take out the stamps, okay. But to keep on using that cabinet all day, like a regular, so that's not called a mechitza gevayah sarat fachim. The Gemara in Psochim has a machloikas, there is a machloikas, let's go back to the beginning. There's a mesichta Baba Kama, and there's a perek hachoyvel. And Perak HaChavel, it says, Al-Chavel B'Chaver has to pay Chamisha Dvarim. There's a Tzaripa, Shevis, and Boishas. So one Tana Rabbi Yudah says, Summa is Potem and Aboishas. Summa should be Eish, doesn't have to pay Boishas. So one, and there are three versions of what Rabbi Yudah said. So one in the Gemara, the three prices. So one version is he only said, Summa, Potem and Aboishas. One version is he says, Summa is Potter from all Tashlumen, from all Onshin. From all onshin. Then there's a third version that Summa is Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. That's a popular version that the Gemara quotes. According to Rabbi Yudah, Summa is Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas Shema quotes, there are some Rishonim who pass on like that, that Summa is Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. We don't really hold like that. We assume Summa is Chayiv in Chol HaMitzvahs. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaMarayim where the Summa is Chayiv in HaGodah. Why? Baba Zeh, it says, on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsev, they all said out loud, they all screamed out, Zeh Kelev Yanveyu. So Zeh, the Gemara has a tradition, the word Zeh refers to something that you can see with your own two eyes. So the Gemara has a tradition, Rasa Shiv Chalayam, Mashal Aroi, Mecheskot Bemuzi, Bemaisa Merkova. Who is the Shiv Chalayam? So the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes it, he writes, Rasa Ishtu Shalachas Mehem. Shiv Chalayam means the Jewish women who were just freed. They used to be shivchas. And now the ishtu shalachas mem, so rosa shivchalayam, masher roi cheska ben buzi, there was a gilu shchina. So zeh kenim aveh, zeh means that they could see it. Zeh lechem atome, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu picked up every oif tome, every behemoth meya, and he showed them what it was. Zeh maisa menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu what it's supposed to look like. Zeh yitun kaloivra lapkudim, the machzal shekel, whatever it says zeh, means something that you can see. So here it says, so since it says there, like it says, Benenu Zeh Sorera Moreh, the parents bring their son to the Bezin, and they say the kid deserves the death penalty, he's a Ben Sorera Moreh, Benenu Zeh. So the Gemara says, Prat L'sumim. So just like over there you say, Prat L'sumim. You can't say Zeh, because he doesn't see. In all the cases where it says Zeh, means something that you can see. He also, Baba Zasa Shamli, but says Mimitzrayim is only if he's able to see, and he has the matzah and the mara, the Korban Pesach, in front of him. So that's one opinion of the Gemara. The other opinion says, no, you don't darshan over here. So it's really a problem. It's never quoted. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch never quote this din. That is Summas Potam Eloi Mahagodim. Means that they pass on like the other opinion. Could be, I don't know. They don't say one way or the other. The Gemara presents it that it's a machlokes HaMarayim. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't pass on anything. we have a klal, b'roi vam hadas melech, we have a pasuk, so it's preferable, that's the way the Vilna Gaon says, it's preferable, let's say by the Hasidim, you have a family, they have 10 sons, so the father says Kiddush, and all the 10 sons say Kiddush. 11 people say Kiddush, one after the other. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's wrong. The more correct is b'roi vam hadas melech, one person should say Kiddush, and everybody should be yotze. Unless the one who's saying Kiddush doesn't pronounce the words correctly, he leaves out every other syllable, every other word, so you have to give an explanation why you got to say your own Kiddush. So you fudge a little bit and you say, you got to say your own Kiddush. Okay. But normally, everybody listens to one person. So a lot of times you'll have the grandfather is already so old, the great-grandfather, all having to say it together, and he's a sagi nohar, and he can't see. So the Kiddush, he remembers how to say Bahat. The rest of the Haggadah doesn't remember Bahat. So he's one of the younger descendants. Will say the rest of the Haggadah, lead the Haggadah. The Gemara says he says Shemei Kohen by Haggadah also. In the yeshivas, the Gemara says they used to stay in the yeshiva for Pesach, yeshiva Rav Shesh is the yeshiva Rav Rav Yosef, and they used to say the Haggadah, and all the Talmidim were Yotze with Shemei Kohen. So the Gemara says Rav Yosef and Rav Shesh were both blind, and obviously they disagree. They hold that a blind person can is Chayiv in Haggadah. If the blind person is not chayv and agad, mishenim b'chid b'dabrei motzis haram dechay v'osam, he can't say shemei ko'ina. So the Gemara says, maybe they also agree. Maybe Rav Sheish and Rav Yosef also agree. This is a Gemara in the last parak himself. Maybe they also agree that the suma is potem iloy mehagad, because it says Baba Zeh. But maybe they hold. The Gemara says that Mora b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Mora is only the Raisa b'zman shebeis hamigdush hayekayim. That we said, machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik would always point out, machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam, what that means. So Tosfos' opinion is that b'zman hamigdush, even if you're a Tomei v'derech rechoyka, but b'zman that Korban Pesach is korev, everyone is chayv to eat the Mora. And the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam says, no, Mora, the Raisa is only in conjunction with actual achilas carbon pesach. The mor is hechsheva de pischa. That's the loshon agmar dafayim. It's hechsheva de pischa. It enhances the kiyama mitzvah, like you dip chicken into mustard, or you dip chicken into ketchup. So you have to eat carbon pesach together with matzah mor. It's hechsheva de pischa. You eat a carbon pesach without matzah de mor, but it's a heder. It enhances the kiyama mitzvah. Matzah rab yachluhu. So the Rambam's opinion is that Mora never existed. He says he's not going to count it as an independent mitzvah, and the Minyan HaMitzvah never existed as an independent mitzvah. It's always Hachshere the Pischa, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdush Kayim, or even Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdush Kayim, you're not eating Korban Pesach, so there is no mitzvah of Mora Deraisa. And Tosfos says, no, there always was an independent mitzvah of Mora, but it's only Bizman HaMikdush, Bizman Shein Korban Pesach, so then Mora is only the Rabban. So the Gemara has a machlekes amarayim at the end of the Masechta. What about matzah bizman hazeh? So there was an opinion, a minority opinion that was outvoted. There was a minority opinion that matzah bizman hazeh is also the Rabbanon. Matzah only exists as achsheva de pischa. And if you're bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam, the matzah is only the Rabbanon. We don't accept that. We say no. We have an extra pasuk berav toch lematzah sakasav kovachova that matzah exists as an independent mitzvah. Even if even bizman hazeh matzah is there, I said. So that's how we paskan laloch. So the Gemara says maybe Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes who were blind, maybe they also agree that a suma potem eloim hagodah. But maybe bizman hazeh, maybe their opinion is that matzah is only the rabbanon bizman hazeh, and the only time you have a mitzvah deraisa of sipa yitzias mitzrayim is b'shoshe babuzeh la matzah b'shoshe matzah mar menachem lefanachet. You have to have something there. So bizman hazeh there's no korban pesach. The mor is only the rabbanon. So if you hold matzah is only the rabbanon, so the sipitzis mitzrayim is only the rabbanon. So the gemara says sipitzis mitzrayim is only the rabbanon. So there's no pasuk. So you can't say the pasuk says babuzeh. There is no pasuk. It's only a din the rabbanon. So therefore, maybe they were of the opinion that when if sipitzis mitzrayim would be the raisa suma pato would taka be pater. But since sipitzis mitzrayim is banah zeh is only the rabbanon, because matzah is the rabbanon, mor is the rabbanon, there is no korban pesach, so the pasuk doesn't speak about sipitzis. There's no pasuk bizmanah zeh. All sipitzis is only with the rabbanon. So maybe that's why they felt that they can be moitzi the talmidim in the yeshiva. Then the Gemara says it's questionable whether that answer is valid, because don't we usually say called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun? True, if you hold that sipitzis bizmanah zeh is only with rabbanon, so there's no pasuk. The pasuk only talks about dinim deraisa. It doesn't talk about dinim rabbanon. But kol the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. So if If Sipitzis Mitzrayim is introduced by the Rabbanon Mizmanazeh, because Matzah Moreh is the Rabbanon Mizmanazeh, so we should have introduced it the same way it was on the level of the Raisa, that the Suma should be put. So the Gemara is not sure, my time the Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes, why did they feel that they could recite the Haggadah to be Motzi all the Talmidim? Is it because they disagree fundamentally with the first opinion and they hold that the Suma is Chayef in Haggadah? Or no, they also agree on the level of the Raisa Sumas Patam Elam Haggadah, but the Hob is Manazeh, Sipitzim Saman and the Rabbanon. And you don't say, you don't apply the klal over here, the kol the tikkun rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. So it's a little unclear in the Gemara whether we, how do we paskin la locha, that the Sumas Patam, Sumas Chayef. It's unclear. We paskin Matzah's the Raisa, so Sipitzim Saman is the Raisa. So if it's the Raisa, maybe we should talk a paskin that the Sumas Patam. So sometimes you have, the grandfather can't see already, and he can't run the Seder, but the Kiddush, he remembers how to say Baal Peh. So he'll want to say Kiddush to be Motzi everybody. Now the Kiddush on Pesach night is not the same as Kiddush all year long. Kiddush on Pesach night is part of the story of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Sipitzias Mitzrayim, for instance, is a mitzvah in a Torah. And the Rabbanan, they said, you should fulfill it by reciting four brachas ala kos, kiddush ala yain, asher geolonu ala yain, brachas hamazon ala yain, and brachas hashir ala yain. So kiddush is part of not only the drinking of the first kos, is the first of the arba koset, but the reciting of the kiddush is considered the beginning of the sipitzias mitzrayim. So it's not really right. The summa should taka say, the grandfather should taka say the kiddush, but someone else should explain, without hurting their grandfather's feelings, why they're going to say, someone else is going to say Kiddush again. Someone should say Kiddush who is able to see. Because it could well be that we should paskin that Sumas Patam Elam HaGodah. You have to drink all the Abba Kosis Behesed, but we said the Gemara has a Machloikis, whether the first two Kosis need a Seba or only the last two Kosis Mikra, then you don't need a Seba on all four. But the Gemara says, since Hashtag that there's one version like that and one version like that, so the Gemara recommends you should have Haseba on all four. So you should have Haseba on all the Abba Kosis. How do you do Haseba? So every year Rabbi Soloveitchik used to demonstrate that a lot of people just lean to the left like this and they're leaning in midair. So he said that you're not Yotze Haseba, you have to lean on something. So he would either demonstrate, he would take a chair and lean like this, that that's one way to do Haseba, or if you're leaning on the table, you're leaning like this, that's Haseba. But just to lean in midair, he felt that that's not considered Haseba. And the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Rav Yoz opinion, that Bizmanazeh, Haseba doesn't make any sense, nobody eats Haseba, it's a nuisance, so nobody needs any Haseba. So we don't follow that opinion. Why don't we? In Shulchan Aruch it says the minig is that the women follow the Rav Yoh. The women don't do Haseba. Why should you? Why the Rav Yoh was a woman? Ends off with a commentary. Rav Yoh ends with a commentary. So the women follow the Rav Yoh, and the men don't follow the Rav Yoh. Why do the women and the men? So Talmud Chacham once said the following biur, that we have mitzvahs that are persumi nisa, mitzvahs that are zechel anes. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, I think it's to the end of Chelek Arachayim, where he has a kasha, someone asked him a kasha, why don't we require of women they should wear tefillin? Because it says, Mantiyot HaRas HaShem B'fich, K'biyar Chazoka, Tziach HaShem in Mitzrayim, that the wearing of tefillin is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why don't we say that women are chayv in tefillin? Because often hide the asanes. So, the Chasam Sofer says, according to one opinion in Tosis, Afen Ha'ibyos Anes only applies to a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Doesn't apply to a mitzvah de Reis. So that's one answer. But according to the other opinion in Tosis, it's not. Tosis asks the question, why do you need a pasuk to say that women are chayiv in matzah? Kol she'eshtem v'bal te'chol chamiyeshtem v'kul mechol matzah. It's a hekesh. Why don't you say that matzah is zechel yitzias mitzrayim, zechel anes? Afen Ha'ibyos Anes. So Tosis gives one answer. Afen Ha'ibyos Anes doesn't work regarding mitzvahs de Reis. Then they give another answer, not that it doesn't work on mitzvahs deraisa. It does apply, but it's only a svara on the level of the Rabbanan. So once you have a hekish, it comes at women on mukhiv and matzah and atur. Kol sheyeshtem abal techocham is yeshtem mikum mechal matzah is a hekish deraisa. If you'd only rely on afen hay b'yasanes, the chiv would only be the Rabbanan. Yeah. Why should there be an opinion the Rav in Habeis HaNes only applies to mitzvahs derabbanan and doesn't apply to mitzvahs deraisa. Why should there be a difference? So the way they usually explain that opinion in Tosfos is based on the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says, Ba'vizeh os Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra comments on that pasuk. The whole pasuk is mesuras. It's all backwards. What it means is, Bavur Shashem Asili B'tzeis Mitzrayim Ani Yoseh Zeh. The child asks the father, Ma Abadez Oslachem, why are you eating Pesach Matzah Mor? So the father says, Bavur Shashem Otzi Osim Mitzrayim Ani Yoseh Zeh. But it says the opposite in the Pesach. Bavur Shashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim. It says the opposite. So that's what I think the Ibn Ezra says that the pasuk is Masura. So he quotes someone who says like that. Karoy say like that. So the Beis HaLevi says, no, the mitzvahs existed before Bris HaOlam, the Gemara says. The Rabbanu Shalom had in mind 2,000 years before he created the world. He had in mind to give all of these mitzvahs. So the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor existed before the whole history, before the whole story of the Koshia Shibud, with the Gula, with everything. And the Beis HaLevi interpreted the whole section in Shir HaShirim, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, it's springtime, and we have to hurry up, we have to make it Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why does he have to hurry up to make it Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because it says in the Torah that Pesach has to come out B'chodesh HaAviv. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to rig the history that should correspond with the mitzvah that he had in mind 2,000 years before he created the world. So he's rigging the history that everything should make sense, that there should be a Korban Pesach and a Matzah and a Mar, everything should fit in. That's what the yeshivas, they say. Taisus has one svar. You can't say Afen Haibes Anes, women are mukhiv to observe a mitzvah deraisa, because a mitzvah is Zechel Anes. Mitzvah is not Zechel Anes. Avraham Avinu, how does it say, Matzah Safa Bayachel, a light baked matzahs. Like was, and the Rashi says it was Pesach. Matzah Safa Bayachel. Light baked matzahs for the malachim. You thought they were human beings. So the mitzvah of matzah existed before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can't say, Afen Habeis HaNes, that the mitzvah, the araisa of Pesach Matzah Marer, is based on the history. It's not based on the history. The mitzvah existed before the history. Lot was eating matzahs before the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred. So that's what they say. You can't say, Afen Habeis HaNes on the mitzvah, the araisa, because the mitzvah, the araisa, preceded the history. It only makes sense on the mitzvah, the rabbanon, that the mitzvahs, the rabbanim, were instituted by the rabbis after the historic event occurred, then they made a mitzvah zechel anes. So then you say, afen hai b'yosanes. But on mitzvah deraisa, that's one opinion of Tosfos. You can't apply afen hai b'yosanes. So again, so the Chasam Sofer was asked this kasha, why don't we require of women that they should wear tefillin? So he said, according to one answer in Tosfos, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs deraisa. But according to the other opinion of Tosfos, that it applies even to mitzvahs deraisa, but just on the level of a derabbanan. That's why you need a pasuk, a hekesh, to say that women are chayv and matzah. Kol sheeshtem abal techol chametz, eshtem bikum achol matzah. You want to elevate the level of the chiv of the women and matzah to a level of deraisa. If you just say, afen hai b'esanes, it'll only be mechuyim and derabbanan. So if you say like that answer, so why shouldn't women be mechuyim and tefillin with derabbanan? If according to that opinion of Tosfos, afen hai b'esanes even applies to mitzvahs deraisa, but on the level of derabbanan. So women should be mechuyim and derabbanan to wear tefillin. So the Chasam Sofer has an answer. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say over this answer, the kash and the answer, the name of his father. His father was not the Chasam Sofer. His father is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he worded it in the following way. There are two different types. There's a Zechel HaNes and there's Pesumi Nis. The only time you say, Afen Hai B'Yais HaNes, that women are Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, in Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, Haseba, Arba Kaisas, Afen Hai B'Yais HaNes, because these four mitzvahs are for the sake of Pirsumi Nisa. You want to publicize the Nes. Masheini came tefillin. When a Jewish man walks with tefillin, whoever sees him right away identifies a tefillin with Yetzias Mitzrayim. No. If you open up the Batim and you open up the Parshios and you read what it says something about Yetzias Mitzrayim there. So you can't say that it's Pirsumi Nisa. The maximum you can say is that it's Zechel HaNes. So that's why Rav Moshe Soloveitchik worded it. That's basically what the Chasam Sofer says. It's a one-paragraph tshuva, the end of Chelek HaRachayim. That's basically what he says. The chelek between Pesumi Nisa and Zechel and Nesavar. Moshe Soloveitchik added on, and how can you tell when any given mitzvah is Pisumi Niso Zechel and Nes? So he said, you only say the Bracha Shas and Nisim when it's Pisumi Nisim. So on the Chanukah, in connection with Hadlokas on Neres, say Shas and Nisim, and on Purim, in connection with Mikra and Megili, say Shas and Nisim, and on Pesach night, in connection with Arbekaisis and Haseba, we say the Bracha Sheb Yalanu. And some of the Rishonim in their commentaries on the Haggadah write that the Bracha of Sheg Yalanu is the equivalent of Shas and Nisim. It takes the place of Shas and Nisim because the Haseba and Arbekaisis is for the sake of Pesumi Nisim. Hashem came Tefillin. Tefillin is Zechel Nes. Maximum you can say Zechel Nes. You can't say that it's Pesumi Nisim. So that's why Afan HaHesuvet Nes doesn't apply over here. So, some say like this, why do the women rely on the Rav Yo and the men don't rely on the Rav Yo? So there's a Medrash Rab on the Pasuk, the beginning of B'Shalach, Vayasev Elokim Hazom Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf, Vayasev is Miloshen Saviv. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him around and around. Vayasev Elokim Hazom Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. Around. So the Medrash has a comment, Vayasev Miloshen Haseba, that calls man that they were in Egypt, they were Avodim, so they couldn't eat Behaseba. That's a historical question. The Egyptians who were free ate Behaseba, only the Romans ate Behaseba. So the Medrash is writing as if the Egyptians who were free men ate Behaseba. Vayasev Elokim Hazom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled the Jewish people to eat Behaseba because the Paro was Meshachra them, and after the Cheres from Mitzrayim, they ate Behaseba. So we today want to eat Behaseba for two reasons. Number one, Zechel Nes, that they ate Behaseba. And number two, Pirsumi Nisa. We want to show that we are Ben Chol Davidar Chai Vodam Laharis Zatzmo. We want to demonstrate that you are a Ben Chor. So the women are only Mechuyev, Mitam Afenai Behaseb, if the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Nisa. But if it's Zechel Nes, that the women are not Mechuyev. So in the days of the Gemara, that it was normal for people to eat Behaseba, so the women in the days of the Gemara were Mechuyev, Afenai Behaseb, because it's Pirsumi Nisa. We hold like the Rav Yo halfway. The Rav Yo says that it doesn't make any sense to do Haseba today because it's so uncomfortable. If you'll do Haseba, it'll be Zechel Nes, Vayasev Elokim, but it won't be Pesumi Nisa. So whenever the mitzvah is Zechel Nes, not Pesumi Nisa, so the women are not Mechuyev. So that's a Hesber. Why the women follow the Rav Yo and the men don't. The men also follow the Rav Yo. But the Rav Yo just, we're accepting the Rav Yo to explain why it's no longer Pesumi Nisa, it's only Zechel Nes. So Zechel Nes, men are Mechuyev, even though it's a Zman Grama. Men are Mechuyev, but women are not Mechuyev in a Zman Grama, unless it's a mitzvah Pesumi Nisa. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says, that the minhag today is, the Gemara says, Isha b'fnei baila, a married woman, it's not Derech Eretz that she should eat Behaseba. Unless she's an Isha Chashuva, unless she's a liberated woman, so then she's not so kuf of her husband. So the Ramah writes that by the Ashkenazim, all the wives are liberated already from a long time ago. By the Sfardim, maybe in the 1500s, not yet. Today, probably by the Sfardim also, they're all liberated. By the Ashkenazim, they're all liberated a long time ago. So really, all the women should eat Behaseba. But the meaning is that the women follow their Rav Yo, then they don't eat Behaseba. I have this little pamphlet downstairs that was put up by Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. So he writes over different hanhogas of his grandfather, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, throughout the year. So he writes that Rabbi Moshe encouraged the women that should eat Behaseba. Apparently his wife was liberated, Mrs. Feinstein. And she doesn't follow the Rav Yo. He recommended that the women should not follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. That's not the common practice. Yeah. What's this story of Haseba? So in Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned there's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. The Brisker Rav pointed out, Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, what is Haseba all about? So Tosfos' opinion in Brachos is that Haseba is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah matzah, and the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of abrikosis. So if you ate the matzah, b'li Haseba, you ate afikayim b'li Haseba, you drank the abrikosis, b'li Haseba, it's a whole hullabaloo in Tosfos, should you eat it over again? Should you repeat it or not? Did you bench already? How far gone are you? So it's a whole discussion. So Velbala says, according to the Rambam, it's not the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of abrikosis, the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. There's a separate mitzvah of aseibi. You eat the matzah without aseibi. If you ate the matzah without aseibi, you were yotzei the matzah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of aseibi. You can't recapture it. You won't gain anything by eating again. You already were yotzei the matzah, and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of aseibi. So that's why the Rambam's opinion is the Rambam quotes in Shulchan Aruch Lachatchila Yesev Kol Asuda. Aseibi is not just the din mishas shtiyas abekosis and mishas achilas matzah. It's a din Yesev Kol Asuda. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So they quote that the Chazanish and the Stipler didn't follow that Ramo. They didn't, today it's so uncomfortable to eat Baseba, so they didn't follow that recommendation. We should follow the Ramam's opinion. That's what most people also don't follow that Ramo. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that you shouldn't say Kiddush to lift the Tzeisa Kochavim. That's based on the Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Perek Arbei Psochim, that even though there's an institution masif and mechol al hakodesh, that's how they quote b'shem Rav Chaim. There's a din of Tosefes Shabbos, and you can say all year long. The Gemara says Rav Tzolde Shal Shabbos be'er Shabbos rad v'dav ha'mayriv after plag ha'mincha when the sun was still shining, and then he would. The Gemara says, would he say kiddush or not? The Gemara says Toshma, yes, he would say kiddush. And if he said Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda, means that at least he started eating the meal. Whether he finished, that's the two opinions in Tosfos in the beginning of Arvei Psochim. That's all year long. But on Pesach night, we explained that there's two different explanations why the Taz and the Magen Avraham. So some say because the drinking of the first of the Abakosis, the drinking of the Kiddush cup, is one of the mitzvahs of Abakosis. All the mitzvahs of Laila have to be fulfilled by Laila. The other version is not just the drinking of the kosher kiddush. The reciting of the kiddush is the beginning of the Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. That's how the Nesivus writes in the Hagdama to his Maisa Nisim Hagodah. It's called Maisa Nisim from the Derech HaChaim Siddur. That Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled within the framework of the four brachas alakos. We say kiddush alakos, shir yolanu alakos, bichas hamazon alakos, and bichas ashir. Holocaust. That's what the Nesivus is coming to answer the question that was raised by the Rishonim. How come you don't recite a Bichas HaMitzvah over the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? So different Rishonim gave different suggestions. So the Nesivus gave his suggestion. You don't recite a Bichas HaMitzvah before you say Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah in Atari. You don't recite a Bichas HaMitzvah before you recite Bichas HaMazon. Bichas HaMazon is a mitzvah. Let's say I'm going to have a cup of coffee. So you say Shakol Niyeh B'dvar, that's a mitzvah with the Rabbana. Why don't you say Bracha Shel Kiddushana B'mitzvah Sabitzivanu Lebarach Al Ha'oichlim before you say Shakol Niyeh B'dvar on the cup of coffee? So the Nesiva says whenever the Hakdama to the Ma'aseh Nisim HaGodah, whenever the mitzvah itself is being fulfilled in the form of a Bracha, so the Chachamim would have a Misakin, an additional Bichas HaMitzvah in advance of fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is going to be fulfilled in the form of a Bracha. So the Nesiva suggests maybe lav davka if the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. What if it's fulfilled within the framework of brachas? The whole Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled within the framework of the four brachas alakos, the kiddush alakos, and the asher gyalon, and so on. So that's what the Nitziv has like that. The Nitziv explains that duchening, the Chachamim said you should, the Kohanim should duchen in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So that's why Bizman HaGemara, that was a chiddush, that one of the Tanaim would recite the bracha, Shekhrishan, because of Shalom, and said, Van Allah, Sami Sol B'Avo, that was his chiddush that he said the bracha. Mikra Din, it seems, that was a Midas Chasidus. Mikra Din, they would never misaken a bracha for duchening. Why not? So then it seems suggest, because duchening is always fulfilled within the framework of brachas. He doesn't refer you to this Mais and this Magara, but he's assuming the same, and then he quotes the Baal HaMor says like that with respect to Tkiya Shofar. He says, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't blow Shofar before Musaf. He said, that was introduced in the days of the Gaonim, that they introduced so many piyutim, so people came home from Shul Doomsday. So Mubaris and Manikas and Chodim Muskenim, they couldn't sit in Shul so long. You're going to come home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So they had to leave in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz because they couldn't stay for all the piyutim. So what's going to be? They didn't hear Tkiya Shofar. So in the days of the Goyim, they instituted the Tkiyas before Musaf. So the Baal HaMor writes, when they instituted Tkiyas before Musaf, that's when they instituted the Bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar. But Bizman HaGemara, that they only had kias in the middle of Hazaras Hashat, there never was a bracha lishma kol shofar, because you're fulfilling the mitzvah of kias shofar in the middle of the framework of the nine brachas of the Hazaras Hashat. So whenever a mitzvah is fulfilled in the middle of a framework of brachas, so there's no bichas ha-mitzvah on that. And that's, he explained, the Netziv explains also in his Mirai Mesada, the Chidushim on Soito, on the Gemara Perek El Namorim, where the Tana says, Bameharachta Yamim, he says, because he always said the bichas ha-mitzvah before he went to Duchen. So it sounds like it's Amidus Chassidus, Mikra Din, it's not required. So that's why he explains it. And he explains also the Rabbeinu Yonah on the first Mishnah in Brochas, quotes those Goinim who said that if you dav Maariv early, if you dav Maariv before Tzeis HaKochom, and you have to repeat Kriya Shema later after Tzeis HaKochom, then you have to say a bracha before you say Kriya Shema, Shekirishana b'mitzvah, Shavitzevana, Likros HaShema. But if you dav Maariv bizman after Tzeis HaKochom, then there's no need to have a Bichus HaMitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't understand why should it make a difference whether you dav any bizman or not. So the Netziv explains, if you're davening Maariv Bizman, so Kriya Shema is being recited within the framework of the Bichas Kriya Shema. So, Miki HaGabna LaTikna Chacham Yibrocha. Moshe Enikain, if you daven early, before Tzeis HaKochom, then you have to repeat Kriya Shema. So it's being fulfilled without any brachas at all. Then you need a bracha. So these are the two explanations. One is given by the Taz, one by the Magen Avraham, why you shouldn't begin Kiddush the left at Tzeis HaKochavim. Either because the drinking of the cup of Kiddush at the first of our Bekosis and all the mitzvahs halayla have to be balayla, or because even the reciting of the Kiddush is considered the beginning of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It seems that you already said there's a problem, like Rabbeinu Yonah. You already said there, I think you
spoke,
it's in
bracha. Oh, it's in bracha, it's not in Soita. Oh, I thank you. Okay. Someone really looked it up. Good. You should all look it up. How come he's the only one who knows that it's not there? Okay. Okay, thank you. Very good. We mentioned when we learned Dafkov Zion that the Tosfei HaRosh disagrees with Tosfos. He says you can be Meisa Mechol Al HaKodesh, you can eat the Korban Pesach, the Matzah, the Mora, the whole Sipa Yetzias, everything you can do before the sun sets on Erev Pesach. But that's that opinion is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, they just quote what the Tosfos wrote, that even if you're Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh, you can't eat the Korban Pesach, you can't eat the Matzah in the Mor, because it says, Be'erv Tochel Matzahs, Vachlos HaBasa B'alayla Hazeh, even if the Kedushas HaYoyim sets in earlier, because you're Mekabel Tosefes Kedushas HaYoyim, but Sof Kol Sof, it's not Laila. That's how they say the name Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. In the Haggadah, on Pesach night, we say, there's a mitzvah, l'sapim tzias mitzrayim. When is this mana mitzvah? Yochom be'Rosh Chodesh. One might mistakenly think that the mitzvah begins from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why should one think Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So in the Ma'aseh Nisan Haggadah, he says, because the whole month was nikvas the Chodesh Ha'Gula. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Chodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodoshim, because it's the Chodesh Ha'Gula. The Ramban HaChumash writes on that pasuk. He quotes the Yerushalmi, Shmos Chadashim Halloween Mohem Mibavel, when the Jews came back from Babel after the Golden Babel for 70 years. That's when they introduced the names of the month. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and so on. So some Maskilim took it as a sign of assimilation. See, the Jews were always assimilating. They picked up the names of the months from the Goyim. I once went over here to the shoemaker. There's a Korean shoemaker or something right over here on St. Nicholas. So when I was waiting for him to take care of the shoes, I looked at his calendar, and he has Cheshvan. Has a Goyish calendar, but some of the names of the months, not too many, some of the names of the months are the same names that we have. So that's the Gemara, Shmos Chodashim, Alim, Ayim, and Babel. So some of the Maskilim in Europe said, you see, the Jews were always picking up things when they're going. So Ramban HaChumash, and the Pesach HaChodesh HaLachem, Parshas Bo says, no, they understood that this is a Din Men HaTorah. You have to incorporate a zecher to the gula into the luach. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chodesh is HaLachem Rosh Chodashim, it's the Chodesh HaRishon, because it's the Chodesh HaGula. So when there was a gula from Bavel, after the Golas Bavel, so the Chachamim in that generation felt, have to incorporate some zecher to that gula into the luach as well. So that's why they felt compelled to introduce Shmos Chodashim HaLachem Rosh Chodashim, that's a shalot, that change anything on the level of their Isa? Or do we still go with the old system? Achodesh Arishan, Achodesh Hasheni. That's a serious shaila. Did anything change on the level of their Isa? In Shulchan Aruch, they quote Ogur. They quote the Ogur. The Ogur was after the tour, the very late Rishon. The Ogur quotes the tour a lot. So they quote the Ogur, if twins were born an Ashana Muberis, and they become Bar Mitzvah and Ashana Pshuta, so the first twin was born the last minute in other Rishon, and the second one was born after Tzeisa Kochavim, the first day in other Sheni. So then when they become Bar Mitzvah, 13 years later, it's Ashana Pshuta. So there is no other Rishon or other Sheni. So the one who was born second becomes Bar Mitzvah Amrish Chodesh Adar. The one who was born first becomes Bar Mitzvah 4 weeks later on the last day of Adar. So he says that the dinim changed on the level of their Isa. Dinim changed on the level of their Isa. After they introduced Shmos Chadoshim. That's called Adar and that's called Adar. And they're both Adar. Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, they're both Adar. So 13 years later when they become Bar Mitzvah. There's room to dingzach and say that things only change on the level of Rabbanan. With respect to Mikra Megillah, so Mikra Megillah was instituted on Yudalit and Tezvav Ador. So Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are both Ador, so all 4 days, Yudalit Tezvav Adar Rishon, Yudalit Tezvav Adar Sheni, all 4 days are Purim, just a question whether you read the Megillah this month or that month, Machlokes Satanoim. But on the level of the Raisa, that's a chiddush to say that things changed. He took this Ramban seriously on the level of the Raisa.
Don't they quote a Yerushalmi like that? I think it's Yerushalmi in the Dharma somewhere. It says that if the Ace of Ma'avah, the Chodesh, after a girl turns 3, so her Pesulos or Chosros.
Yes.
Because now she's not 3, and now she's not 3 anymore?
Correct.
Right, so doesn't it...
No, the Ma'avah, the Chodesh does it. The Ma'avah, the Chodesh. Ma'abed Hashana also?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Could be.
Ma'abed
Hashana,
so she's not 3 years old anymore.
Ma'abed Hashana also good. Let's say the girl was born, let's say, on Yud Nissen. So if there would not have been Ma'abed Hashana, it would have been Yud Nissen already. But because there were Ma'abed Hashana, so it's only Yud Odesheni. So that's not yet. It could be that on the level of the Raisa, we don't recognize Shmos Chadoshim. We only recognize the numbers of the months. Chodesh Arishon, Chodesh Hasheni, and the girl was born Yud, the Chodesh Arishon. So with the Ma'abed Hashana, that's the Chodesh HaShlosha Osa. So she doesn't become Baskim Hashana Me'amecha till Yud of the Chodesh Arishon. So that can be explained on the level of the Raisa, if Ma'abed Hashana.
I thought to look it up. I thought the case they say is that she already passed the day. She was born, whatever, Tezvav Adar. And Tesla Mother passed, and now the Mafreya turns out it didn't, because they're Ma'aber after it passes. I thought that's how they say it over.
We got to take a look, okay? We have to check to take a look. If it's enough in the Yerushalmi, okay, nothing to discuss. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a Beferi Yerushalmi, because some disagree by a child who's Bar Mitzvah. They say he's born in Adar Sheni, he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Nissen. He doesn't become Bar Mitzvah another Rishon. If he's born in Adar Sheni, then he becomes Bar Mitzvah and Ashana Pshuta. So he was born in the Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. There is no Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah till the Chodesh HaRishon of the next year comes, when he enters into the beginning of the 14th year. I have to check the Yerushalmi to see. So Yochem Mirash Chodesh, that's what the Maisin Nisim HaGadah says. Yochem Mirash Chodesh, because the whole month was Nikva Min HaTorah. Yobar Shlom Sarah Chodesh Alachem Rosh Chodoshim. Nisim is the Chodesh HaGu'ula. So Yochem Mirash Chodesh is this man, Tamil Laim Abba Yamahu. Iba Yamahu Yochem Ibod Yom. So they say the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that's what it means. Yochem Ibod Yom, maybe the Tosfei HaRosh is right, what he wrote in Brochas Dav Chazayin, that if you're Moisim Echol Ala Chodesh, you can eat Korban Pesach Matzah more. Talmud Loi Mano, Babazeh La Amarti, no. Masif Mechol Ala Kodesh helps to be Mamshech, the Kedusha Sayyim, to bring in the Kedusha Sayyim earlier, but it's still not Laila. It's still not going to be. And then Dinz Vachla Sabasa Balaila Azeh. The Sefer doesn't make it into Laila. The Rosh holds also the Sefer does make it into Laila, but when it says Vachla Sabasa Balaila, it doesn't mean Balaila. It means As opposed to the morning, you can't eat the Korban Pesach and Tezvav in the daytime. You have to eat it at the beginning of Tezvav. So if you want Makabel Tosefes Yontif, that's Balayla. Balayla means the beginning of Pesach, not the second half of the day. But the first half of the day would even go during this Zman HaTosefes. When they used to send boys to Russia, they used to send students to Russia to make Siddurim for the Balabatim. So a lot of times the Seder would, Seder Kacham was so late, it wasn't shach that people wouldn't stay up. So they used to make a Seder during this Zman HaTosefes, and they gave Matzah Mor, and they had everybody say, they said the brachas to everybody else. And then after the whole Seder was all over and all the Russians went home, then the boys would make their own Seder. They would start saying Kiddush again after Tzeisach HaChavim. So they said the whole Seder for everybody else, relying on the Tosfei HaRosh, that you can do all the mitzvahs during this man of Tosefes. And all day chomps, a lot of times the people just can't stay up so late. So a lot of them, they make the Seder during this man of Tosefes, like all summer long. We mekabel Shabbos early, and we daven early. What exactly do you do madbilim on the karpas? So we said the Rambam writes that you do madbilim on the karpas, on the matzah, and on the morer. That's a problem. It says on a madbilim shtei pamim. According to the Rambam, shalosh pamim. You madbilim the karpas, then you madbilim the matzah, then you madbilim the morer. The Rambam says all the mitzvahs achili you need madbilim except for korban pesach. Korban pesach eat alone. So that's a kasha on the Rambam. The Rabbi asked on the Rambam, who ever heard? What are you talking about? Madbilan, the Karpas, and the Charoises. What's the connection between the two? That's what the Rambam says. On this booklet by Rabbi Mordechai Tendler, he writes that Ramosha's practice would be, he would satisfy both opinions. He would take the Karpas and dip it into salt water a little bit, and eat a little bit, less than a kazai. Then he would dip some Karpas into Charoises, and also do that. So if he wanted to be consistent, so he should have dipped the kazais matzah into charoses also. So he writes that he didn't do that. So I don't know how to explain that. Why was he makbid to dip the karpas into charoses, and he wasn't makbid to dip the matzah into the charoses? If you want to satisfy the Rambam's opinion, you should have done the same for the matzah. So we follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that when you say Bar Pi Adam over the Karpas, you have in mind that this should cover the Mora later on. But we're afraid maybe it's a Hesach Hadas, maybe you should really say Bar Nefoshes before the Birchus HaMazon. So we're careful not to eat a Kazais. If you eat a Kazais, then you get involved in the Machlekes. Is it a Hesach Hadas or not? Should you say Bar Nefoshes? And some are insistent, no. But since the Rambam writes that you eat Kazais of Karpas, so more correct is to eat kazais and karpas. I follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't eat kazais or karpas. But the Davish Tevula B'mashke, we said there's a machlekes, the Rambam Matosis, whether the din applies bizman hazeh or not. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, misofek all year long, one should wash with Davish Tevula B'mashke and not say a bracha. Maybe Tosis is right that you don't need to wash or you don't say a bracha. Maybe the Rambam is right, you have to wash. So you wash without a bracha. On Pesach night also you do like that. You wash without a bracha. Some had a practice. Some of the old Haggadahs, it says only the Balabais washes. So that's like the Nitziv said, that the washing all year long, you don't need the Tillis of the Dime for Dovish and Tvul of a Mashke. Only on Pesach night, Zechel HaMikdash. So it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Only the Balabais has to wash. Yeah, what is the minig of wearing a kittel? The minig is that the married people wear a kittel to the Seder. What is it all about? So the official explanation given by the Magen Avraham is that and Pesach you take out the most beautiful kelim that you have, you want to show derech erus, and even if you have a mashkan from a goy, a beautiful golden kelim, a silver kelim, you're allowed to use it once a year, and you put it on the table and so on. But we're and we have such delicious food, and everything is so fancy and a seba, so we're afraid that it may go to our heads, it may sin. So we want to wear a kittel, yaskalo yom amisa. We should all keep in mind we shouldn't sin. We're all going to die. We shouldn't sin. So if that's the reason why you wear a kittel, so one is in avelus over other relatives or over parents, beis chodesh. Let's say if someone is finished with shiva, then yantav cancel shloshim. So if it's not parents, so he's not in avelus anymore. The yantav cancel shloshim. But if the yantav canceled the shiva, now we're still in the middle of shloshim. Or if for parents, Yantav cancel Shloshim, but it's still Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh, the person doesn't have to wear a kittel because the Avelis is in front of his eyes, so he doesn't need something to remind him. Yaskelo Yom HaMisa. That's the official position. That's why it says in the Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon disagreed with the whole thing. He thought that that doesn't make any sense. He should make a zecher to Avelis on Pesach night. So he said he thought that the wearing of the kittel is because Bameshi Mishmashi Kol Shivis Me'am Iluim. So the Gemara says in Tainus in the first paragraph, Yad Aleph, I think, Bachaluk Lovan. He didn't wear big dekun. Big dekun is only for Kohanim B'nei Aharon. So he wasn't a Kohen B'nei Aharon. He had a deal like a Kohen, but he wasn't with the Kohanim B'nei Aharon. So the Gemara says, hey, war chaluk lovin. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that probably all the people who went to the Oyla Regula and Pesach, the Eitah Korban Pesach, they probably didn't wear their regular suits. They probably put on a chaluk lovin to demonstrate that there's something special now. They're eating korbanos. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the wearing of the kittel is zecher to the fact that in the days of Eichon HaMikdash, days of the Beis HaMikdash, he's reconstructing history over here. He thinks probably in the days of Echmek, do we have any records of this? We don't know. So that's the shot. So according to the Vilna Gaon, even one is an Avelu should also wear a kittel. But they quote in the Sefer of the Hanhogas of the Stipler that they asked him, one is an Avelu. You follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, that was the minhag for so many centuries, that one is an Avelu doesn't wear the kittel.
According to both, why is the
general
that only married men wear the kittel?
Don't know. It's a good question. Why only married?
Women don't get too excited at the Seder?
Don't know. Good question. Yeah, how many matzahs do you have? So Tosis had the two opinions. Tosis and Abi Pesachim, and Tosis and Masechus Brochus had. Whether you start off with three matzahs and you break the middle matzah, you start off with two matzahs, you only have one and a half matzahs. Rav Soloveitchik and Moshe Feinstein were cousins, so they followed the meaning of Alojin. The meaning of Alojin was like the Vilna Gaon, like the Rambam, that you start off with two matzahs and you break one, you're left with one and a half. And most people have the meaning that you start off with three matzahs, you break the middle matzah, you're left with two and a half matzahs. We learned the Tosfos, we discussed it. Yeah. What is Yachatz all about? So the Maharal Prague writes in his commentary, because we have different drushes on the word Lechem Oni, what does it mean? So the Poshim Pshat Lechem Oni, we say, when the Jews were slaves, they used to give them matzah. Why did they give them matzah? Why didn't they give them regular bread? So the Ibn Ezra Chumash suggests that because of the texture of the matzah, it takes longer to digest. So the avodim will have it sitting in their stomach for a longer period of time, so they won't get hungry earlier. So when they had slaves, they always would feed them matzah, so they wouldn't eat so much. They would be, their stomachs would be full, and the food would not be digested so quickly. We say holach manya derchalu that this matzah zecher la'avdus. Now we say matzah zushan olachem al shem shal hispik b'tzeikim shal avsein ala achmetz ash negel alem ha-kodesh bochum melech malach ha-kodesh bochum go'olam. So the matzah zecher le-ge'ula. So what is it? So the Balatanya talks about it in the Roshas and the Likutei Torah, that the matzah that we eat on Pesach night is both zecher le-avdus and zecher le-cheres. Both. You don't have haseba on the morer. Haseba means you're eating derecheres and the morer is zecher le-avdus. You do have haseba on the matzah. Even though the matzah maybe is holach ma'anya, it's zeichel av, but it's also zeichel echeris. So when you eat the matzah, you do have a seba. How do you have the same thing, the same matzah, zeichel av, zeichel echeris? The answer is that we believe that everything was min ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, by the bris ben amsari, there teidek yer yizarach v'avodah v'inu osam arba me'al shana. Ribbono Shel Olam is goyzer the avodah, and Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who made the echeris. So everything was, all of that history was run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say on Pesach night. You have to have the feeling as if you just left. How do you say? So we said, how can it be? How can it be? All the slaves were freed. Lincoln freed the slaves. And then all the African countries that were taken over after the First World War, they had to free all of them. All the slaves, all the nations were freed. many of the nations would be. What does it say? We would still be. So the Rabbi Lapyansky was here on Shabbos. I think somebody asked him that. They asked him very fascinating questions. So he explained, what we mean to say is that we are not a self-made nation. What we have arrived at is not because we accomplished it on our own. We believe that everything was min hashamayim. True, we would have been freed. All the slaves, all the nations were freed. But it wouldn't have been. We wouldn't become the Am HaNivchar on our own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and he gave us all of these matters. So that's what we say. It would have been, historically, it would have been different. It wouldn't have happened the same way it turned out now. So we say, Holach Manya. This is the lechem of Adus. Yeah. So what does it mean, lechem oni? So Pashat Pshat, this is the lechem that the Jews ate so when they were slaves in Egypt. But the Gemara has drushes additional levels. That's the pshutosh on mikra lechem oni. This is the bread that they ate when they were suffering. This is the bread that they ate when they were suffering. But the Gemara has additional levels of interpretation. One level is lechem oni madakshu halani beprusa. The Novi Yeshaya says to the wealthy people, you have so much bread, break off some of the bread and give it to the poor people. So you don't give the poor people a shlema, you give them leftover shiraim that you have. The wealthy people have big shlemas, and they eat and then they leave over. So what they have left over, they give it to the poor people. So lechem oni has the connotation of prusa. Then Gemara has another level of interpretation. Lechem oni, meloshen aniyah. Lechem shonim all of dvarim harbeit. You should have the matzah exposed on the table when you tell the whole story of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Maharal Niprak says, we do yachatz in the beginning, right after Kiddush, Kaddish Uchatz Yachatz, Karpas Yachatz. Why do we do yachatz before Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim? Because we want to have lechem shonim all of harbeit, that it should be a prusa. We want to have both together. Should be a prusa. The Gemara has another level of interpretation. Lechem oni, madakir shalani hu ofa, hu masik the ishto ofa. The wealthy people will turn on the oven an hour before they're about to bake the bread. It's going to cost the money for the gas and for the fuel. So it'll cost another half a dollar. Big deal. But the poor people can't waste money. They have to skimp. They have to save every penny. So when a poor person is baking bread, who masik the ishto ofa? The husband makes the hesek atanu, he makes the fire. The wife tells him, I want to bake the bread now. So the husband will be masik the tanur. They only have two hands each. If one person would have four hands, you wouldn't need the husband with the wife to do. Each one only has two hands. So the husband makes the fire in the oven, and the wife puts in the dough that it should bake and make bread out of it. So just like Madakir Shalani, who masik the ishto ofa, so too the matzah should be who masik the ishto ofa. What does that mean? So the Rashbam learns you should bake the matzahs quickly that it shouldn't be bolei dechimutz. Just like the poor man doesn't want to waste money on the electricity or on the gas, so he turns on the fire in the oven immediately before his wife is about. The wife turns on the oven immediately before she's about to bake, so they won't waste any fuel. So we should do the same on Pesach. We should do it quickly. It shouldn't become chametz. And others say no, but it means who masik ishto ofa, then it's mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoi. Achilos matzah you have to do yourself. You can't send a shlich to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. But the baking of the matzah, that's a question. The baking of the matzah, let's say the plucking off of the esrog from the tree. Do you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoi? If you hold on to the esrog and the lulav, well, it's still attached to the tree. You're not yotzei. You have to, that's a Rashi in Masechah Shabbos. You have to detach it from the tree in order to be Yotzei Netilos Lulav, the Dalad Minim. So you have to bake the matzahs, but you don't say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch on plucking off from the tree. So would you apply mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch on the baking of the matzahs? So that's, the Netziv has a famous essay, a fantastic essay, that in his commentary on the Shiltas, that on a heksha mitzvah, it's not the actual mitzvah itself, it's only the heksha mitzvah. So heksha mitzvah, kasa b'teira, sometimes has a status of a mitzvah with respect to certain dinim, and we would say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch. So he says it about constructing the sukkah. It says in the pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Tatsa Lecha Shivas Yomim. So the pasuk pshat means you should celebrate the festival of Sukkos for a duration of 7 days. At the ingathering season of the year, in the fall after the summer. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the whole pasuk. Sukkos Tatsa Lecha. Tatsa Lemon Asi. You should construct the sukkah. Shivas Yomim should be stirred enough to last for 7 days. And what should you make the schach from? Bas b'cham gonachem yikvecha from the psalas gorim v'yekev. Either the word chag doesn't fit in. The Gemara says chag hasukas, the sukas hukash techag. Just like a korban chagiga is kodesh, and you're not allowed to get anoy, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. So too the sukas hukse the mitzvos. So the Gemara gives this whole additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. So it comes out that asiyas hasukas the echshem mitzvah that the chumash speaks of. So that's what the Netziv has, a Rashi and Makis, that you would say, mitzvah bo yosem and b'shluchai, it's preferable you should construct your own sukkah. You shouldn't pay someone else, unless you're busy all day. You shouldn't pay someone else, they should build your sukkah, you should make the sukkah yourself. So what would you say about baking the matzahs? The baked matzahs also, shmatem as ha-matzahs? You have to have shmura matzahs, you have to bake it l'shmo. And when you bake it, you have to be careful, it shouldn't become chametz, shmatem as ha-matzahs. Shimei mechimetz and asiyah l'shmo. So the baking of the matzah may also be considered like a hechsha mitzvah. Of course, but Torah should be governed with this rule of the Netziv, if you hold from the rule of the Netziv. I remember the first time someone mentioned it to Rav Soloveitchik, it was after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim. There was such euphoria in Eretz Yisrael, and so many people were so excited about the Nisim and the Floss. So Rav Neria came to America, and he was encouraging Yeshiva Bachrim, we should all come to Eretz Yisrael and start working with the public to be machzor them lemutav. So he came, Rabbi Soloveitchik was giving shir on sukkah that year. So he came, and he didn't speak English, but Rabbi Soloveitchik gave the shir, and he was listening. He raised his hand, he said, can he ask a question? So Rabbi Soloveitchik gave him permission to ask a question. So then he started asking from this netziv. Then he says, Rabbi Soloveitchik, you never heard of this netziv. By other people, it's very famous, this netziv. Rabbi Soloveitchik never heard of this one. That it's a hechsha mitzvah, because matara has the status of so you treat it like a mitzvah sometimes, and one of the nafkamin around what they say a bracha birchas a mitzvah, and a different nafkaminis ledina nishba levatpolis a mitzvah, a whole bunch of nafkaminis. So one of the nafkaminis was about mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchos. Rav Soloveitchik said he wasn't familiar with that at all. So that's what some rishonim say. Hu masig ishto ofo means that mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch applies to afiyas hamatzis because I treat it like a hechsha mitzvah akosha bater. That's why the yeshivas, the bachmur always used to go and bake their own matzahs, and then they would eat their own matzahs that they themselves bake. That's the mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai. When we do yachatz, we break the middle matzah, okay, or you break one of the two matzahs, whichever, and you put away the chelak agadol, and you're going to use it for afikaimen. Well, what's this idea, putting away the chelak agadol for the afikaimen? So the Rishonim say that this is a simen, we're waiting for the gulu hasida. We're celebrating Pesach night, the gulas Mitzrayim, but on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbanu Shalom, Yomali Mashmo Moim Aleim, I don't even know the Shem Hashem. So he says, Eke Asher Eke. The Gemara says, it's one of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchakim. You're not supposed to pronounce it unnecessarily. So what does it mean, Eke Asher Eke? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, I will be with the Jewish people to pull them through this Golos, and I will be with them in the long Golos, I will bring a Gula Hasid as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oy Gebal, don't tell them, that's not a smart idea, don't tell them there's going to be a longer Golos, another Gula Hasid. Let's worry about that when that comes. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, so just Eke Shlachani Alechem, don't tell them Eke Asher Eke. But Moshe Rabbeinu was told on the occasion before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's going to be a longer Golos and there's going to be a Gula Hasid. So that's why we put away the larger half of the matzah. We store it away for the future to show that we believe there will be a Gula Hasidah. It was Nizgala to Moshe Rabbeinu before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. When we say the second half of the Hallel, so we say Nishmas Chachai Tevorach HaShimcha, that's a reference to the Gula Hasidah. The day will come and all of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They won't necessarily all have to convert to become Jewish. They can remain non-Jews. But Nishmas Chachai Tevorach HaShimcha, they all recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Soloveitchik understood when you say after the benching of Zohar, he says Shvach Hamaschal Agoyim, the Psukim from Tehillim. Why do you say Shvach Hamaschal Agoyim? He said, what it means is, we're hoping and praying for the day that Mashiach will come. But Mashiach will only come when all the nations of the world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not fair because there's a miut of nations who are over there by the Zohar. So that's holding back the whole Gula. So that's not fair. Shvach Hamaschal Agoyim, Mashallah Yiduchah. Wipe them off and then we'll have the Gula already. Give us a break. Bring Mashiach already. What do they have in common? The Gula Asidah with the Gulas. Hang about there as Chaimachos Kereshis. The Gula Asidah is going to be like the Gula Rishon and Mitzrayim. The Gula, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, I'm not sure what this means. He used to say, the Gula was Anihu Ani Hashem, Ani Velo HaShaliach. A Gula is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. If you have a Yeshua on Chanukah and on Purim, there wasn't a Gula, there was a Yeshua. So on Chanukah we say, B'mei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And on Purim we say, B'mei Me'etcha V'yester. You speak about the people who were the human beings who were involved to bring about the Yeshua with the Siyata Rishmai. But on Pesach night, we don't talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Most Haggadahs don't even have Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned at all in the Haggadah. And that's what they interpret. There's a Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the Pasuk says he's looking for Doidim, he can't find them. So the Medrash says, we look for Moshe Rabbeinu's name in the Haggadah, and it's not there. We don't want to mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name because that was a Geula. By Geula, it's Anihu, Ani V'loi Acher, Ani V'loi HaShaliach. Geula is done by the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. I'm not sure, I don't remember, what was the significance of this? Why Geula is Dafka B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't remember the whole drosha of what he said, but that's part of what he said. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kana ben shoyl." After you do the yachatz, kana ben shoyl manishtan alayla zeh. So the Rambam is interesting. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'kana ben shoyl," whatever silly questions he wants to ask. And then the Omer Hagoda, the grandfather who's leading the Seder, says, Manashtan alaylas and mikol alaylas. We have the Gersa in the Gemara in the end of Psochim that when Abai was a little boy, so he said, what's going on? How come this and that? So the Gemara says, Patrasim alaym manashtana. Now we don't have to say manashtana. Since the child asked the question, so we'll go into the Avodah Hayinu, we'll start the Seder. So the Rambam apparently didn't have that Gersa. So something the Rambam says, Kara ben shol, the child asks whatever he wants to ask. And then the one who's reciting the Haggadah says, Manishtan alayla zeh. That's part of the CPTS Mitzrayim, that it has to be done, derech shelo tshuva regarding the mitzvah salayla. That every night of the year there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Machlokes HaTanaim. It says in Parshas Re'eh, when it has all about the Sholosh Regalim, so it says we should eat Pesach Matzah Mar. We should eat Pesach Matzah Mor in order that we should never forget Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the reason, that's the time for the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mor. But the Tanoim had an additional level of interpretation, not only Leman Tizkar, but Leman Taskir. You should, in addition to eating Pesach Matzah Mor once a year, you should mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Kol Yemei Chayecha. So the word Yemei Chayecha is Bayom. That's the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, what you say in Shachris. Kol Yemei Chayecha is a machlekes hatanoim in the end of the first parak in Brochus, where the kol is marba leilas, a kol is marba limos ha-mashiach. We mentioned when we learned the first parak in Brochus, Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnais, and Tosis Rabbi Kivega raises a question. He quotes it from earlier form. Why is the Loshan change? The Tana who says that it doesn't apply balayla, but Kol lahavi l'mos hamashiach, he adds on the word lahavi l'mos hamashiach, and the Tanu says not truly mos hamashiach. We won't mention zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, but kol yimechayecha kol is marba leilos. He doesn't say lahavi haleilos. He just says yimechayecha hayamim kol yimechayecha haleilos. And the Tanu disagrees. Says no, kol yimechayecha lahavi l'mos hamashiach. How come he says lahavi and he didn't say lahavi? They're arguing what is the word kol. Marba is a marbi mos hamashiach is marba leilos. So they say the name of Rav Elbel the Soloveitchik that it's a major difference. Shagazari says that that the way we paskin that you say Zichir Tzitzias Mitzrayim every day by Yom Balayla, that's the third parsha in Kriyashma, both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. So we hold that Glimos HaMashiach, the mitzvah will not apply. So the mitzvah of Zechir Sitzim Saim Bayom and the mitzvah of Balayla, two different mitzvahs. That's what the Shagas Ari says. Manu shal zeh lo kaz manu shal zeh. It's really a mitzvah says to Shaz Man Gram, and the mitzvah Bayom is Bayom, the mitzvah Balayla is Balayla. But if you hold that Balayla, there's no mitzvah, and Kol is Marbili Mos HaMashiach, so that's Lahavi Limos HaMashiach, that the mitzvah that applies today, every day, Bayom, not Balayla, will continue to be Noig Limos HaMashiach. The same mitzvah will apply. Not the same as Yimechayecha Hayamim Kol Yimechayecha Halilos. These are two different mitzvahs. Hayamim is one mitzvah. Halilos is another mitzvah. But if you say Balayla, there is no mitzvah. It's only mitzvah Yimechayecha Bayamim. And Kol is Limos HaMashiach means the same mitzvah that we observe today will continue to be observed Limos HaMashiach as well. So that's why there's a Shinui Loshim. That's what they say in Neymar Velvela. Interesting. Sounds like it's correct. Interesting. So the Rambam has that the two different mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we fulfill every day by reciting the third parsha in Shema. And on Pesach night, we have the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once you paskan la halacha, we paskan like Ben Zayma, like Rav Loza Ben Azariah, that the mitzvah that will not apply Limos HaMashiach, but it applies Bizman Hazeh by Yom Balayla. So once you say there's a mitzvah Balayla, so what's gained by saying there's a mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim Leil HaSeder? Anyway, you have to say it's Tzias Mitzrayim. So that's what the Baal HaGadah asked that question. All the Tanan was sitting, and Rav Loza Ben Azariah says, HaShad Rasha Ben Zoyma Shenema Ko Yimecha Yecha HaLeilos. So there is a Chia Balayla. So what is Nitoisef on Leil HaSeder? So the answer is Nitoisef, because Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is very different from Zechiras. So one difference is, Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, you have to tell L'Acherim, you got to tell the Bincha. L'Chatchil, you should tell someone else. And if you don't have children, say, tell Ishto. If you don't have Ishto, you don't have anybody, then you tell yourself. But L'Chatchil, the mitzvah B'Shlei Musa, is to tell over to someone else. And then it should be Derech Sheilu Atshuva. Ki Sholcha Bincha Mocha Lema, Ma Havad Yisras Lachem. When someone will ask you, then you should say the answer. So L'Chatchil, the mitzvah B'Shlei Musa is, when you ask a question, then you give an answer, so the answer makes it clearer. If you just make a statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us from Egypt, we used to be slaves, we freed up, it won't be as clear as if you'll ask a question and then you give the answer. So it should be Derech Sheila Tshuva, and the Mishela should be regarding the mitzvah Salayla. Regarding all the mitzvah Salayla, and it should be Kalamar Badasapa Hareza Meshubach. Every day the mitzvah is only zechira, bikitzer nimratz. So that's why we say the Tanoim was staying up all night long. And Shabbat Hamadim Ramlahim Abbasani, Giz Man Kriyashma Shal Shachris. You see, that's what they did. You see that's the correct way to act. We learn from the Gedolim, we assume Agdolim were tzaddikim, and they followed what the halacha requires. Not stam. They stayed up late. They were drinking, had a drinking party, and they stayed up all night. The halacha requires he's supposed to stay up all night. L'chatchila, asher tachta fenu shino. So that's why the Rambam has that kana bein shol, whatever questions he asks, then the one who's omer hagodah should say manishtan alayla zeh. He asks all the questions regarding the mitzvahs alayla. So bizman shabes migdash haikayim, Mishnah has that he used to ask a question. Kol alayla zeh anachlim basa tzli shalakam avushal alayla zeh kula tzli. Why do you eat korban pesach? Bizman is that there's no korban pesach. So we ask on maratze and we ask on mor. Then we ask about mesubim. Mesubim is a mitzvah midirabbanan to eat behaseba. According to the Rambam, Mesubim is a separate mitzvah, like a Revel said. According to Tosis, Mesubim is just the correct way to fulfill the Midrabban, the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Kosis, and the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah. So it doesn't fit in well. According to the Rambam, it's a separate mitzvah, and we don't ask on Arba Kosis, because according to the Rambam, Arba Kosis and Asubim and Mesubim are two parts of the same mitzvah. B'chol davadar chayvaram laharis asatzman kili yatzim mitzrayim. So we demonstrate laharis. The chiyuv liris is atzma, that's min haTorah. The chiyuv laharis, that's min derabbanan. To demonstrate the pisumei nisa, that's min derabbanan. So you don't have to mention about arba kosis. Arba kosis goes together with mesubin. It's two parts of the same mitzvah. What is the matbilin? What is the mitzvah matbilin? So that's a question. So Rav Soloveitchik gave two suggestions, either because charoisis mitzvah, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah pasuk and zalag al Abelezer Reb Tzadik. There's machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah where the charoisis is only for the purpose of killing the worms that may possibly be in the morah. The worms are kosher. Tosafot explains that such a thing as kosher worms, but it's not healthy to have live worms crawling around in your stomach. So we want to kill the worms before we eat the morah. So the Chachamim hold like that it's only Mishum Kippah, only to kill the worm. Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok says, no, it's a mitzvah midirabbanan. Either Zechel Tit, or Zechel Tapoch, or Zechel Adam. So maybe Matbilin is the mitzvah of Charoisis. Or, we mentioned when we were discussing that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes, the din is not like Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok. If the din would have been like Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok, he would have said a brocha shekadoshanu b'mitzvah yisavu tzivanu al achilas charoisis. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah paskens charoisis is a mitzvah, and there's still no brocha. So the Lacha Mishnah points out the Rambam backed out on two issues: whether charoisis is a mitzvah, and whether if you would have held like Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok, would you recite a brocha on that? But what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is achilas charoisis, or the mitzvah is to dip the mor into the charoisis and shake off all the charoisis from the mor. So that's fascinating that the Rambam, unless there's some, we now have a chance to look in the new translations, the Kapach translation. That's the way it says in all the old translations. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, if the din would have been like Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok, we would have said a broch al achilas charoisis. The Rambam quotes such an opinion that on Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat matzah in order that Keter Sheikh al Teyavim Malayla. Then he said you shouldn't eat morer on Erev Pesach, Keter Sheikh al Morer Teyavim. Okay. Then he said you shouldn't eat any of the fruits that are going to appear in the charoisis, Keter Sheikh al charoisis al Teyavim. So then the Rambam says, he doesn't understand what that means. Who eats the charoisis? You dip the mor in the charoisis and you shake it off. Who's talking about eating charoisis? Apparently there is such an opinion that you're supposed to eat it because it's of charoisis. That's what Rabbi Mordechai Tendler quotes in this little pamphlet. He says that his grandfather, Rabbi Moshe, would recommend that everyone should, some in the course of the meal, on Pesach night, everyone should try to have a kazais of charoisis. Because it seems that there was such an opinion that charoisis mitzvahs, not only did you dip all the mor into the charoisis, you dip the karpas and the matzah into the charoisis, but you eat a kazais charoisis also. Sometime in the course of the meal.
Wouldn't be an issue of bittul mitzvah with davening rishos possibly?
To do what?
With the mar.
Probably would be. It probably would be that it's a different mitzvah. The charoisis is one mitzvah, and the mar is a different mitzvah. They're both midirabbanan. Okay, they're both midirabbanan. But we are machmer for the opinion that mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. Even if you eat the matzah and the morah together, one will kill the other. Each one considers the other one a devar harshus. So we make a zech on the mikdash kehilal, so we eat the kairach also together, but we eat them separately because we're machmer to assume that mitzvahs on mevatel zu azu. Yeah.
Isn't the word
ba'al chomer
be machmer for a
tana
we don't
pass on? Which tana do we not
pass on?
The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah does pass on like Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok. That's what the Mishnah says. The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah backed out from both points that he assumed in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Pirush HaMishnayos says charoisis is not a mitzvah. Haraya, if it would have been a mitzvah, we would have said a brocha al achilas charoisis. And the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah pass on charoisis is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, and you don't say a brocha. So he backed out on both accounts. Then we divide the Hallel. The Gemara's Mishnah says that Pesach Rishon is Ton Hallel b'shchitosoi on Erev Pesach in the afternoon when they shechted the Korban Pesach, makrevit, u'bachilosa. Bachilosa, you're not allowed to say Hallel while you're eating. You're going to choke. It means before and after. So we say a little bit of the Hallel before the meal, but the main Hallel is after the meal. That's what the Baal HaMor at the end of Pesachim quotes the Gemara at the end of Tainis. Mishnah says in Titus, if the Bezimus goes at Titus because there was Atziris Gishamim, there's no rain, nothing is going to grow, nothing's going to grow, the animals can die, the people can die, nothing to eat, and no water, it can be very dangerous. So if the Bezimus goes at Titus, and then it started to rain, so if it rained before Chatzos, they go home and they eat. If the rain's after Chatzos, then you have to continue fasting, till the end of the day. So if it rains before Chatzos, the Mishnah recommends everyone should go home and eat, break the fast, then they should gather together in the shul and say the Hallel. So the Gemara asks, why do they go home and eat first, then say Hallel? Go to shul and say Hallel, then go home. Hallel is not going to take 2 hours. How long does the Hallel take? 20 minutes to say Hallel. So what's the problem? Gemara says, no, Eramim Hallel, Al-Keres Malaya, V'nefesh Tzeveya. Hallel, B'shasa Yeshua, you want to be in a happy mood, you want to eat a meal, and then praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the rain. So that's what the Balamor quotes. He refers you to that Gemara. He says the main Hallel on Pesach night is the Hallel that you recite after the meal. Hallel before is just to be kaveh the Suda as the Suda Sadoya. But the Hallel after is the main Hallel. So Rachel used to point out that there's machlokes b'shamay b'sil, how much of Hallel do you say before the meal? Only the first sort of chapter, or the first 2 chapters? But we say the first 2. We follow b'silo, that you say the first 2 chapters before. There's so many commentaries here, I can't find it. Yes. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe the first two chapters, Hallel Avdei Hashem and B'tzei Samim Mitzrayim, only have Shevach V'Hoidoya. They don't have any Tefillah or Bakoshes. We usually have the policy that when things are going well for us, we say Nosen Hoidoya Al L'Sha'ovar and offer a Bakosha Al Haba. The Mishnah has like that in Brochas. A person is traveling and they have Roman soldiers all over the place. And if they're going to catch him, they're going to put him in prison. So he was Nitzal. So far he was Nitzal. He wasn't arrested. They didn't start up with him on anything. So he should give Nosen Hoidoy al Sha'ovar and he should offer a Bakosha Lahabo. So that's what we always do, even when we're healthy. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're healthy and we pray that we should continue to be healthy. We see people seem to be perfectly healthy. This rabbi who passed away last week, he attended a meeting of the rabbis. He was carrying on a conversation. Everything was healthy. Then he got a heart attack and he dropped dead suddenly. Other people like that. People seem to be perfectly healthy. Rabbi Gifter's daughter just passed away. She also, she looked perfectly healthy a month before. And then she died. She died at a young age, yeah. So we always have that attitude. Whenever we give Shevach V'Hoidoy Al Sha'ovar, then we ask a Bakosha L'Habo. So the second half of the Hallel is like that. We say, L'Alon HaShav Kedushim Chatein Kovet. We ask him Bakosha. And then we continue. Kos Yeshua Sesa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. How do we say it? So the Gemara says in the end of Brachas, Kishem Shem Mevarchem Al HaTayva, Kach Mevarchem Al HaRa, you have Kishem Hashem Ekra. You say, Tzor V'Yogan Emtza, V'Shem Hashem Ekra, Kosh Yeshua says, V'Shem Hashem Ekra. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you have misfortune or wonderful fortune. The Gemara says, the Nusach of the Brach is different. You say, Baruch Dayinu Emes, was supposed to say the bracha b'simcha. He's supposed to believe the Shulchan HaKotzer Abdeni. He's supposed to believe that Kol Ma'adavi Rachmano L'Tavavid. Even the biggest tragedy, supposed to believe that it's really L'Tava, even though we can't understand it. So the second half of the Hallel, you have mixed in on Hashem Ashiano. Yes, can Kaddish Baruch Hu to help me. Hodel Hashem Kitav Kidiyon Min Ametzah Karasiyah. You have Tzoris. You're talking about Tzar. You're talking about Hodel Hashem Kitav Shevach. Everything all together. The first half only has Shevach V'Hoidoyah. And the second half is the Hallel Bishlei Musa. So that we say for after the meal. Many people don't have a niggun for the second half of the Hallel, so they run through it quickly. It's not really right. The second half of the Hallel is more important. That's what the Balamor said. Second half of the Hallel is more important than the first half of the Hallel. In all the Haggadahs, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that before you eat the Korach, so you say, Zechel make the Shehillel, Kenos Shehillel, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, has a taina that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be mafsik in between the bracha al achilas matzah, al achilas maror, and the eating of the korach. Because why do we eat korach? Maybe the din is like Hillel. So we want to satisfy the opinion of both Hillel and the Chachamim. So we first eat matzah separately, maror separately. According to the Chachamim, mitzvahs mevatel zuazof, you eat it together. It'll pull down the level of the mitzvah we explained the other day, the behemoths also eat. The goyim also eat. We eat all year long. It's not a mitzvah. Eating is a dvar hashus. When you're eating a dvar mitzvah to demonstrate that it's a dvar mitzvah, you shouldn't eat a dvar hashus with it. If you eat a dvar hashus together with a dvar mitzvah, it pulls down the level of the mitzvah, the whole thing is batal. That's called asi dvar hashus and mevatal dvar mitzvah. So there's a machlok, zilah nachachamim, should you say mitzvahs mevatal zu azu? Does each mitzvah only recognize itself? I don't recognize the other mitzvahs. So all the other mitzvahs are considered a dvar hashus from my perspective. So if I'll add matzah and more together, each one pulls down the level of the other one. So you ate dvar hashus. So Hilda says, no, mitzvah same about luzu. You shouldn't eat something else together with the dvar mitzvah. But if you're eating one mitzvah with another, so it's a machlekes hilah nachacham. So we do both. So the Shulchan Aruch said, you shouldn't be mafsik. You shouldn't talk in between the brocha, lachilas matzah, and the eating of the kosher. The Shari Tshuva, the Beheter, quotes that the practice of the Shalom used to be that he wouldn't talk until after he ate the Afikoman. That's quite a stunt. From the time that he said Alachilas Matzah, he wouldn't talk until he ate the Afikoman, because according to the Shita Sateisus, the Ikam Mitzvah Matzah, the Achilas Afikoman. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, used to observe that Chumra from the Shalom. That's quite a Chumra. Not to talk. Not to talk. Quite a Chumra, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah has the Taina. Why do we say Zecha Mekdash Kil? Can I say, oh, that itself is a Hefsek. So some, because of the Mishnah Berurah's Taina, some have the practice, they eat the Kura first, and then they say Zecha Mekdash Kil after they ate the Kura. So Rabbi Mordechai Tendler writes that his grandfather, Rabbi Moshe, didn't observe that Chumra. He did the way it's printed in the Haggadah. But he said, the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that you say Zecha Mekdash Kil. Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe Zechel Megdash Kehillel was in tiny letters, it's just an instruction. It shouldn't be with Nekudas. Not that you say the Omer, but the Shulchan Aruch says the Omer Zechel Megdash Kehillel. Mishnah Berurah says maybe just look at it. You look at the word Zechel, you don't have to say it. So that's a question, whether it makes sense to be Machmer or not. We assume, we have a meaning that we spill up some of the wine 16 times. And you say dam tzvadeh 10 times and the tzach hadash barchav. Be'esh of the simra soshin, we spill off 16 times. Why is spilling off? Because everything from avodim hayinu till gual yisrael is a bracha ala kos. Some have the practice that they hold a cup of wine the whole time. We don't do that. You just hold a cup of wine. L'ficha chanacha. What do you say? L'ficha chanachna chayom. You hold it for the halel. Halel is the beisayis who quotes the tshuvas of Rashba. Einam Mishir El Alayayin goes on the Levim singing Shir in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohanim are pouring the wine on the down the Shisin and the Mizbeach, so then the Levim sing Shira. And the Gemara learns it up in the Pasuk in Shofim. HaChadalti es Tiroshi HaMesamech HaLikim BaAnoshim. Im Anoshim Mesamech HaLikim BaMem Mesamech. The answer is when the Kohanim pour the wine, Tiroshi, so then the Levim sing Shira. So that's HaMesamech HaLikim BaAnoshim. We sing the Shira. So the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba that when you say the bracha Shekidush Yedid Mibetan, you should hold a cup of wine. That's Shira Alayayin. Shira Alayayin is not only when you're pouring wine on the Mizbech, the Levim should sing Shira. When you have a bracha Lakos, in a certain sense, that's also Shira Alayayin. So many have the practice that they hold a cup of wine from the Ficha Nachal Hayav Mala Halel, and you say the first two parts of Halel. Halel Luka Halu Abde Hashem and Mitzayis Yisodim, it's right. So you hold a cup of wine. Then when you start Lailanu, after the meal is over also, you hold a cup of wine for the whole Lailanu. That's Shira Alayayin. He's saying Halal is a Shira Alayayin, like that Shuvas HaRashba. But even though you're not holding the cup of wine when you say Avodim Hayinus, I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had the practice, you hold a cup of wine the whole time. Most people don't do that. Some makbit to hold a cup of wine when you say the first two Prokem of Halal and the rest of the Halal. But most don't hold a cup of wine when you say that everything, but it's considered as if you're drinking a toast when you drink later on, after Bar Piyagafen, it's then as if you're drinking a toast to everything that you said. So we don't want to drink a toast to the suffering of our enemies. We drink a toast that we were B'nai Charim, we were set free. So we spilled off that part of the kos. We said a lot of words here, from Avada Mayin until Gvali Sobda, a lot of words. So we spilled off Dom Liesh was Simra Soshan, and we spill off at the Tzach Dash Machab, and Dom Tzvadeh Kinemorov. We're not going to drink that wine. We're not going to drink a toast to the to the suffering of our enemy. We're drinking gatos to everything else.
That's not the reason mentioned in Rishon.
No, not really. It's derech lichluch. We assume that a woman wants to wipe off her lipstick. A woman wants to make a bedika to see if she has shibinikim. So we assume that that's not tzvi. That's derech lichluch is mutter. Tzvi is if you're interested in enhancing the item. But here you're going to throw it in the garbage. We mentioned that the machloikis, I think we mentioned yesterday, machloikis Rabbi Shmuel. Did I mention yesterday? The Mishnah says, mascha b'dinus and misayim b'shvach. So there's machloikis Rabbi Shmuel. What does that mean? So one of them says, abanim hayinu v'yatzi ha'rishem in Mitzrayim. The other one says, t'chilu abdi avadizar ha'yavah. Sein ha'asha kavar ha'mokam la'vedosay. What does it have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? T'chilu abdi avadizar ha'yavah. Seinu? Rabbi Salavetchik explained that the whole purpose of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hotzeachasom in Mitzrayim, Tavdin, Salakim, Alahor, Azer, the whole Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead to Maimon HaSinai. So that's why one Amor is of the opinion that the Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishrach should be talking about the Tachlis, Mentchila Abdel Berezor HaYabaseinu, the Afshikarvon HaMokam Labados and Maimon HaSinai. The other one says, no, you're talking about Abodim Hayinu, Yitzianu Shem in Mitzrayim, you're talking about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the question was, how can you have a machlokes amoraim? Rav learned by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Maybe Shmuel didn't, but Rav learned by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So what did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say when he taught them the Mishnayos? He either edited the Mishnayos or composed the Mishnayos, something. So how did he teach them? So we mentioned yesterday, no? We mentioned the Meiri in Bava Kamma. He asks, on Mabe, the opening Mishnah, Bava Kamma, our Bava is Nezikin, so there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether Mabe Zeh HaShein or Mabe Zeh HaAdam. Shor bar mabe heves. So shor includes all three, Karen, Shein, Beregel, or maybe, oh no, maybe shor is Karen, and mabe is a Hashem. So the Miri quoted by the Shittim Chabad saying, how can you have a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, where the mabe is odd, mabe is a Hashem? What did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say when he taught the Mishnah? How did he translate mabe? So he has a very fascinating suggestion. He thinks that there was a very old tradition that said, Arbav is Nezikin. And one version had it that Odom is one of them, and one version has it, no, the Abba is Nezik Niske Behemto. So you count Karen separately and Shen Veregel separately. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi picked the word Mave as a Lishtan, the Mishtama, the Trein Anpin. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't want to take a stand on the two traditions. He preserved the tradition, the Arbav is Nezikin, and he picked the word Mave not to take a stand, so each tradition is good. So the Machloikas Rabbi Shmuel was, which of the two traditions that they heard from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi makes more sense? So maybe that's the same over here. Maybe that's the same answer over here. Maybe there were always two traditions, how to fulfill Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishrach. Which Agoda should you say? Agodim Hayinu? Or should you say Mitchila Abdel Berizor HaYah B'Seinu? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote it in a vague fashion, Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishrach. And the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel was, which of the two traditions that they heard from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, which of the two makes more sense? Interesting. That's a historical suggestion. You got to see if you can find any sources to find out whether that Miri is correct or not. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem HaHavtachas HaBaruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Jewish people promised Avraham Avinu by the Yishpen HaPsarim. Achrechen Yetzu B'Ruchush Godol, so he kept his promise, and we say, the He Shomdal HaBaseinu V'Alonu, the He is Lashon Nekeva, refers back to the Havtocha. So Rav Dovla Soloveitchik commented on this, that there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos in the Nuns, where the Gemara says that the Schus Obus was already petered out. A lot of times I have a student enter my class, his father learned by me, years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So before I even start teaching, I like that student more than the others, because Schus Obus, I remember his father. Then if the kid doesn't show up, he gets a 6 on an exam, so the schus obus disappears a little bit. So the Gemara has a lashon. The Rabban Shalom loves the Jewish people. Avram Yitzchak, we are descendants of Avram Yitzchak Yankov. But we sin so much, and in so many generations, since the days of Avram Yitzchak Yankov till the days of the Gemara, Gemara said, the schus obus tama. Schus obus already evaporated. So we're left on our own. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam, no, schus obus tama. But bris avos loy tama. Kodesh Bocha made a bris with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. And the bris, the Ramban HaChumash writes in a few places, the bris means al kol panim. The bris is the same as a shvuah, and the shvuah means al kol panim under all conditions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with us. So that's what we say, v'hi shamda la b'seinu v'lona. That haftocha was the bris. That's what keeps us going. If it would have been only based on the schus of us, that already evaporated. It's already so many years later, and the Jewish people sinned so much, there's no more schus of us. That's how they say the name of Rabbi Elbel Soloveitch. Tosis, in the end of Parvei Pesachim, quotes a medrash that, a whole medrash that in Tanakh, 10 different shiras are mentioned, and 10 different points in history. All of the shiras in the past are Beloshen Nekeva, and Lasid Lava, it's going to be shir. Is Mashili, Yama Shabbos, is Mashili Lasid Lava, the Yadam Shikul the Shabbos, and Meruch Alachai, who I love him. Oshir Elo, Shir Chodosh, Shir Chodosh goes on Lasid Lava. Why is male, why is shira, is all the past 9 shiras in the past are Loshen Nekeva? Because women give birth to the babies, and they have labor pain. It knocks out their kishkas when they give birth to a baby. The husband, his wife had a baby, the husband is fine. So Lasid Lava, the Gula Hasida is going to be like a male, that there won't be any tzoras afterwards. And all the 9 gulas in the past, that you have Oz Yashir and the Chumash, and you have all the 9 different shiras in the past, Shiras Dvaira, and Shiras Haber, all the 9 shiras that are mentioned in Tanakh are all Lashon Nekeva. So that's the Shaila over here. Before we start the first half of the Hallel, so we say, "Lefichach anachnu chayom b'chol davar davar chayvanim leisnatz mekil yatz b'mitzrayim." Lefichach anachnu chayomim lahalel. L'misha osan la'vaseinu v'loin asalach al nisim v'elo. V'noy malafanim shira chadasha haleluka. So if we sing shira chadasha, we're talking about a shira in the past, but it looks like we're saying, "V'noyim alafanav." We will say in the future. We will say. So, in Shulchan Aruch they say, "This is a contradiction." It is say, "V'noyim alafanav shir chadosh." The day will come that we will say in the future, "The shir chadosh, not shir chadosha." Or if you want to say shir chadosha, you should really say "V'ne'em alafanav." We had recited Shiva Chadasha in the past, but they say Benoima in the future, Shiva Chadasha. So they say this seems to be a contradiction. That's what the Nesi Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch say. So they quote from Rav Elbel Soloveitchik. He didn't think that it was a contradiction. This is the Nusach and all the Haggadahs. He said it makes sense. Chol Davidah Chavarim Lesatzki Yosim Mitzrayim. Tonight we feel as if we just left. Fich Anachna Chayavim LaHalal now. When I'm alafanav doesn't mean the day will come lasid love and imos hamashiach, where we will say no. When I'm alafanav now, we're going to say shiva chadosha. We haven't yet reached the point of gul of imos hamashiach. So we say when I'm alafanav now, we're going to say shiva chadosha. This is not yet the gul of hasida. That's a big quote from Rav Elbel Soloveitch. How do we say in the halal? We say, Kihita oznan li v'yama yakro. So what does it mean, Kihita oznan li? HaKadosh Baruch Hu bends his ear over to listen to me. That's the Poshup Shat. So in the Siddur Oitzah Tfilas, they quote that one of the Mepharshim said, they don't think it means like that. There's a Kaf HaMaznayim, where they measure your mitzvahs and your averis. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Mata klapi chesed, if the scale seems to be Machza mitzvahs, matza averis, so the Baruch Shalom puts his finger, he cheats, and he puts his finger on the scale of the mitzvahs, and he's mata klapi chesed. So that's what they say, kihito oznoi li, he tips the scale on my behalf. Kihito oznoi li goes on the kaf amoznayim. Interesting interpretation. It does mean that he bends his ear to listen to me. He doesn't have to bend his ear. What do you say? When Hashem kani abdecha ani abdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemosei roi. What does that mean? So some of the Mepharshim explain what it means is ani abdecha ben amasecha, by becoming an ebed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how a person becomes freed. And remember, we had a course here in John Donne's poetry. He wrote Paradise Lost, and he wrote other poetry as well. He was a galach, so half of his poems are about his girlfriends, and half of his poems are about Yashke. Holding on to the girlfriend, holding on to Yashke with the two different hands. So in one of his poems, he was holding on to Yashke, so he says, enthrall me and free me. You should make me a slave, and thereby you should free me. So I remember the professor that I had, Professor David Fleischer. What a fascinating idea that becoming a slave to God, that's how he becomes free. That's what it says in the Hallel. Ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachta v'masecha, by becoming an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we become freed. Freed from what? Freed. Most people are controlled by their yetzer hara, by their instincts. A guy sees food and he runs for the food, and he's overweight. Nope. A lot of us are overweight. Terrible. Or a guy sees a good-looking girl, so he runs to the girl, and he starts to sin. People don't know how to control themselves. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Charis al aluchas atik richolas el acherus, ein lucha bin chal misha esek b'atorah. The Rabban Shalom gave us a religion, he gave us the Torah, and by learning the Torah, by observing the mitzvahs, we learn how to become b'nei chorin from our instincts. We can control ourselves. Yeah, b'cherus, on Pesach night, for so many generations, the Jews would drink abacuses of real wine, not grape juice. Grape juice is a modern thing. Years ago, they had no grape juice. The grape juice would ferment. Moshe Feinstein brought a raya that grape juice is not acceptable. He held that grape juice is good for Kiddush and Abdullah, but he thought that it's not really proper to use it for abacuses. He brought a raya because the Yerushalmi says that one of the Chachamim would drink abacuses on Pesach night. He would be sick until Shavuos. So he says, so why did he get sick? He should have had grape juice. So it's a raya that you're not yetzer with grape juice. You have to have davka wine. So the Balabas, who owns Kedem wine, said he likes Rav Moshe's psak. He wants some more grape juice. But he says he thought the raya is nishken raya, because he said that years ago they didn't know how to preserve grape juice. The season is usually around September, October. So if you squeeze that, that's the season for the grapes. When you squeeze out the grape juice, by the time it comes Pesach, it's 6 months later, all the grape juice is going to either sour, either going to spoil, or it's going to turn into wine. So there was no grape juice available. Now they know that you cook it and you put in chemicals and you prevent it from fermenting, so you can have grape juice all year long. But years ago, in the days of the Yerushalmi, they didn't know how to do that.
Why does Rav Moshe assume it's the alcohol? Maybe it was
allergic
to grapes.
Could be also Nishken Raya. Also Nishken Raya, exactly. Yeah. So Moshe recommends this for abacuses. You're drinking a toast, so you have to be like a l'chaim, so it should be with some alcoholic content. He says that's like drinking a toast over orange juice or apple juice. So he thought that you shouldn't use grape juice for abacuses, unless a pregnant woman or something. That's a reason why medical reason why they shouldn't have wine. So then he said you can be mekel.
Now do we assume still that there's a non-moshel wine over?
For Kiddush, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in the middle of Baba Basra, Gemara says for Kiddush, you can only recite Kiddush over Yayin, it's where the Nasach Agabi HaMizbeach. So Gemara says, what does it mean? So Taisus claims, the Gemara comes to Maskana, that if you have Yayin that started to spoil, Hela Kemochim, it's beginning to spoil, and you have particles are floating on top, and it's not going to taste so good, so you shouldn't use it for Kiddush, just like you shouldn't use it for Nisach HaYayin. But the Rambam quotes to the Goyim, no, that Yayin Mevushal is Pasul HaNasach HaGabi HaMizbeach, so you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. The Yayin that you mixed in sugar, Sorah Dvash, if you mixed in Sorah Dvash in a carbon, you can't be Makrevid. So the Menchas Chinuch has a Sofek. When we say in Pit Makhtaris, Nasma Dvash Psolo, how do you translate Psolo? Nasma Psolo, if you put in Dvash, Sorah Dvash into the Khtaris, you can't be makterid on the Mizbeach because you'll be in violation of an Isab. What if he will be makterid? Would you say you did an Aver, but you did the mitzvah? Or would you say no? Korban she'esh besorah dvash, the whole korban is possible. So that's where Avdovel of Salvation said, that's a machlik, is the Rambam and the Goinim, and the Hilchas Kiddush. When the Rambam quotes this Shitas HaGoinim, the Yayim Mevushal is possible on Asach HaGabe Mizbeach, and therefore it's possible for Kiddush, that's because Yayim Mevushal, the Yayin is possible. What if you mixed in Sorah Dvash? Does that pasul the yayin? So you can't use sugar added, you can't use wine that has sugar added for Kiddush, because the apostle, or they say, no, have sugar added, so it's an aveira if you mak, if you'll be menasachet on the mizbech. But here we're not being menasachet, and the yain per se is not a psul. So that's the suffix of the Menchas Chinuch, how to translate nasmadash psala. Psala means you pasal the yain, but you didn't pasal it. You can't use it because you'll violate the aveira of Sorah Drash. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Gemara. But that whole story about Mevushal and Sorah Drash, that's only been again to the Kiddush. The other three abrakaises, it's in Shulchan Aruch from the Yerushalmi. You can use kunditin, you can use Mevushal, you can use with sugar added, there's no problem. The Balabas, who owns Kedem Wine, came up with a suggestion. He said they don't add sugar that they get from another source. They take sugar from wine and they add it to their wine, so they make it thicker. So he's had a chiddush, that's not called sugar added. Even if you want to be machma for the opinion that if you have sugar added, it's possible because of Sorah Drash. But here, the sugar they got from wine, it just makes your wine sweeter. So that's not Sorah Drash. The one who gives the heksha on the can of wine, the Tzelema Rav's stepson, so his stepfather, the Tzelema Rav, put on some of the bottles, they are mevushal, some are not mevushal, because he had the opinion, it's only called mevushal if they heated it till the point of evaporation. So you heat it, then it starts to evaporate. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, he thinks that that's wrong. So Rav Moshe quotes, the Oz HaRuah has a suffix. How hot does it have to be mevushal that it should be called yai mevushal the ein bo maga akum? So he has a suffix. Maybe have sheres that would be shulo. Maybe if it's poshrim, that's enough. And the Ozer said, since he's not sure, so you shouldn't be mekel on poshrim. You should only be mekel if it's yatzal lettuce. But Moshe says more than yatzal lettuce, you don't need that. It should be evaporate. It should reach 212 meichatesa. The Ozer only had a suffix. Maybe have sheres that would be shulo. But no one ever required more than Yatzal lettuce. Rav Moshe says that all of the Kedem wines are all pasteurized. So he says they're all mevushal. He says it's a mistake that some of them they write mevushal. Some of them say any mevushal is not correct. There are some ritzy Israeli wines, some ritzy European wines that are talking not mevushal at all, not pasteurized either. There are such wines. So some are machmer for that, not to use the yai mevushal for Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik said, Asofik, if you want to be machmer by the Kiddush, but the other three cases, it says Shulchan Aruch that there's no room to be machmer. So he said, what about maybe only the one is saying Kiddush? And everybody's yotz, maybe that kos is kosher Kiddush. Maybe everybody else's first kos is like the rest of the abu koses. Or maybe no, maybe we should consider everybody's kos rishon as if it's a kosher Kiddush. He said he sees there's room to be machmer. For those who want to be machmer, not to use yayim avushal for Kiddush, so he said, there's room to be machmer not only on the cup of wine that the Oymer HaGadah, the one who's going to say the Kiddush to be Moitzi everybody, there's room to be machmer. Everyone should use the Yain She'en Mevushal for the first kos. There's a famous explanation that they say over the name of Adolvah Soloveitchik, HaKadosh Baruch Hechishev Esaketz La'asos. What do you mean? What did he have to calculate? What's so complicated? Yeah, you have to know higher mathematics over here. Chishev is haketz. So he said, the Midrashim asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Gei Yezarach Beres Lahem, Avad Avinu Asma Arba Me'er Shana. It wasn't Arba Me'er Shana, it was only Kaminyan Redu, it was only 210 years. So Midrashim, different Midrashim give different answers, which seem to contradict each other. Sounds like they're two different answers. So one Midrash says, that Gei Yezarach Beres Lahem, from the time that Yitzchak Avinu was born, that's the Zaracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, your son Yitzchak Zaracha, and Eretz Yisrael, true, Avraham Avinu walked the Orkel Rachba, he walked around Kumsal Hwar's Orkel Rachba, and he was kind of Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't own it, he only owned the Kinyan Aguf, he didn't have the Kinyan Peres. That's what Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah. The Kinyan Peres, the Nochem who lived there had the right to have the Kinyan Peres. So the full ownership of Eretz Yisrael only came later in the days of Yishuv Benon. So Gei Yezarach Beretz Lelohem was fulfilled. The 400 years began from the day that Yitzchak Avinu was born, and they were in Eretz Yisrael, they were Ger Beretz Lelohem, because it didn't fully belong to Avraham Avinu. And the 210 years of the Golus Mitzrayim adds up to 400. Then there's a different medrash which gives a different answer. That the Mitzrayim made the Jews work on Shabbos also. And on the weekdays, they made them work so hard. So the Koshi Hashibud was equivalent, even though it was much less than 210 years, because the Midrashim said, "Vayamaseir sevachalach avachalad darahu," that the Shiva didn't begin till after all of the Shvatim died. So they didn't die the first day of the 210 years. They lived on in Mitzrayim for a while. But because Yashibu was so oppressive, that it was the equivalent of what the Rebbe Shlomo originally intended, that it should be 400 years of Shibu. So these seem to be two different answers. Rav Elul Soloveitchik said, no, they're answering two different questions. Because the Arba Me'ah Shana goes on Gei Yezarach Beres Lalehem, and also the Ino Hasam Arba Me'ah Shana, that they'll torture them, they'll make them work for 400 years. So the Koshi Hashibur was Mashalim, it was equivalent to 400 years, and that ended approximately the same time as the 400 years from Leir As Yitzchak. The Gemara says, I think, that the Shibud ended a year before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because they reached the point of Koshi Hashibud the year before. So that's what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev Es HaKeitz, he calculated that the 400 years of Koshi Hashibud, it was less than 210 years of Koshi Hashibud, which was equivalent to 400, that ended the same time as the 400 years of Ger Yerzach HaBaretz Lelohem. That's what it means, Chisha V'Saketz. He calculated that they should both terminate at the same time. So for that you needed calculations. How much was Yeshiva supposed to be? And how much was it Lamaisa before Mamish? The Ramon Shulchan Aruch recommends that one should try to complete all of the Arba Kosis. Means the Bichas Hashir, everything, the whole Hallel, by Chatzos. Chatzos approximately 1 o'clock. He has a run in the Megillah like that, they run on the Rish in the Megillah. That not, we discussed the Gemara. The Gemara has Machlokes HaTanan, whether Chatzos is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. See, if Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says they only made the Gzeira regarding Korban Pesach. But if Chatzos is the Raisa, then there's a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach, so Matzah should also be finished by Chatzos. Some Shanim say that the Ike Mitzvah's Matzah is Dafikaymen. So you should try to see that you eat Dafikaymen before Chatzos. And others say not only Dafikaymen, all the Mitzvahs are Laila. The Arba Kosis also. So Echad Miyodeh, Nachad Gad, yeah, that's not from the Mitzvahs are Laila. That you can do after Chatzos. Or you can leave it at Ganzen. If you want to say Shir Hashem, it's also a bigger Mitzvah. Okay. Okay, everyone should have a good Yantiv. Chag Kosher V'Sameach. So there's still a chance. Maybe there'll still be a Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We'll all fly there. It's on Binyan Korban Pesach. Okay.